Hi, this is Alessa from Sunshine State. You're listening to Indie Can Radio.
That's right, Alessa. She, Sunshine State, and a bunch of other bands are part of a tribute we are doing this week to XM Street Front Studio, which is no more in Toronto, Canada. XM is alive and well, but the Street Front Studio isn't around anymore. We'll have more of that later. But first, brand new music. First time I've had a chance to get it on anyway. This is Lee Harvey Osmond.
Morning, I was coming down, born with a nervous breakdown. I hit the ground, been beaten down by boredom. I got afternoons on my hands. That's nothing new for me.
This tune is called Black Silk Gown. It seems at some point in your career you have to write a song from the perspective of somebody sitting in a small rental car getting lost in the dark. And this tune is Black Silk Gown.
Mm-hmm.
shoot 'em at night between the rumble strips. Never let your promises get too far from your lips, 'cause the night is shot with diamonds above these dark New England towns, and the highway drawn beneath me like a black seal gown. Babies on the west coast by the San Francisco Bay, clear across the continent, a couple of days away, where the Golden Gate is painted every time the sun goes down, the ocean pools around her like a black silk gown. Oh, aren't we riding now? Riding, you and me. Oh, aren't we riding now? Together just a little further on, I might stop and get some rest until the weariness is gone. But I don't know how to reach you, and the night is coming down, and the darkness folds around me like a black silk gown. Oh, aren't we riding now? Above these dark New England towns, and the highway drawn beneath me like a black silk gown. The highway drawn beneath me like a black silk gown. The highway drawn beneath me like a black silk gown. Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to IndyCan Radio.
My name is Dan Mangan, and I'm in the studio with John Walsh. Say hello to the people, John.
Hello, people.
John just said hello to the people. We're going to do a song called Sold, and it goes like this.
One, two, three, five. I thought the suits had come from me. I found alternatives to honesty. Body and soul were bought and sold, patented and out of reach. So I reach, but it hurts, it kills, and it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still tired of sleeping with the light on. But if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, pack it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough. And I sold.
gave up all my wretched thoughts and left them out for the less fortunate. Now at the gate, I'll skip the queue. Life's not living unless you're sure to make it through. But now it hurts, it kills, and it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still tired, sleeping with the light on. And if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, back it up, send it home, or just one stab at the good life. That's enough, and I'm so up, I'm sold. Go on, pack me 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 up, I'm sold.
This is John Walsh, and you are listening to IndyCan Radio.
As you've heard, I have with me in the studio Dan Mangan and his really cool bassist, John. And let's set the stage. At the time of recording, it's North by Northeast. It's 10:30 in the morning, which I pointed out was 7:30 Vancouver time. But you guys have been on the road a long time. That doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, we drove from Vancouver to here in Toronto. And boy, are our arms tired.
We tried wheels before, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say you may have played more gigs in Ontario than in British Columbia this year so far?
I have done a lot of gigs in and around Southern Ontario this year. It might be dangerous to say that I've played more in Ontario than BC, but I have made my way around, and I've probably played about as many gigs in Australia as I have in Canada this year. So it's kind of, that's kind of a cool point. But
right. And last night, let's talk about last night's show.
We played the Fun House, as we like to call it, the Fun House.
And, with the umlaut.
Yeah, the umlaut. And it's a big, empty hip-hop bar. And we filled it with folk music, and it turned out we had this giant, like, mammoth security guard, a bouncer from the down, you know, and usually these are the least responsive human beings in the world when it comes to the band. And he came up afterwards, and he had bought a CD, and he asked if I'd sign it, and he was so excited, and he said, that was so great, you know, I think, you know, I don't know what he said, but it was hilarious how this, you know, kind of big, atypical, like, hip-hop bouncer guy came up and was just totally into it, and it was a surprising gig, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I mean, there are genres of music that I wouldn't say I hate, but I dislike, but if it's a compelling song, you just can't help yourself but go, wow, that's cool.
And and every genre, I think, has its high point, you know? It doesn't matter.
Sure. Absolutely.
Like, I think to just generally say I don't like, you know, blank type of music, I bet somebody could find something in that genre that would really knock your socks off. So, the cream of the crop in any genre is going to be amazing.
Are we ready?
Yes? Somebody's saying yes?
Yes, somebody's saying go right ahead, introduce yourself and the song.
All right. We are 5440, and we're going to do an acoustic version of our very first radio single called Baby Ran.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Well, I won't come back and I won't say no. I've had me a circle. people around us have had a little lower, like you said. One plane near you seems so surprised. At least inside you get that pretty little nightmare. It comes alive.
Baby ran, she ran away. Why she ran, I got to say I'm lonesome all the time. Baby ran, she ran away. Why she ran, I got to say I know one reason why.
Well, each time I see you so far away, a love letter worry that tells me that I'm alright, alright. Here am I who chose to ride, past me wondering whether I got a job, but it's alright until one day.
Baby ran, she ran away. Why she ran, I got to say I'm lonesome all the time. Baby ran, she ran away. Why she ran, I got to say I know one reason why.
My baby ran away.
Baby ran, she ran away. Baby ran, she ran away. Baby ran, she ran away. Baby ran.
My baby ran away.
She ran away. Baby ran, she ran away. Baby ran, she ran away. Baby ran. Baby ran, she ran away.
This is something I've been looking forward to for a long time. We have 5440 in the studio. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey. And, well, we have a version of 5440. We have Dave Genn. We have Neil Osborne. We have... Come on, you got to introduce yourself. We're going to make you talk.
Tom Hooper.
Who you'll know from Ginger. And if you don't remember that, Grapes of Wrath.
He's part of the road version of 5440. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's part of the promotional vehicle that is 5440.
Mm-hmm. He's having fun.
I'm having a great time.
He's having the funnest time of all of us.
Yes.
How's the weather treating you?
The weather's awesome.
That's not what the road manager said.
It's winter.
But I guess it's not his problem.
We have the good fortune of having Hey Ocean in the studio with us. And do you know when I first found out about Hey Ocean?
No. When was that?
When was it?
Tom Dobrowski's studio.
I was there. You did the...
Yeah, doing a Vancouver indie scene there and just looking for other stuff to put on the show. And he said, check this out. And I think we put Eskimo Kisses or something on the radio.
Nice.
And I thought, wow, I'm going to pay attention to this band because, you know, like I was hopeful. There's a lot of bands in Vancouver that I think are fabulous bands, but they never seem to get there beyond hope. They never get past Hope BC, right? You know, they just don't get here and they don't make it happen. But you've been working hard for how many years now?
I guess we've been touring for about a year and a half or just a bit over that, maybe.
Yeah, we've been playing together. Hey Ocean's existed for about 3 years, and we've been touring pretty heavily since, a year and a half, probably.
Yeah,
2 years.
I guess October of 2006.
It's all a blur.
It is kind of
it's a blur.
How many miles ago was that?
Many.
We played like 100 shows or more than that, like 100 shows in the last year, and we're just
there. We go. That sounds about right.
Or, you know, which is actually, it's funny, it's not that much for some bands, but it's a lot for others, so.
Who have you really loved playing with?
We got to play some really cool festivals last summer.
Yeah?
we played a festival in Cumberland, BC called The Big Time Out. We got to share the stage with Sarah Harmer, who I'm a big fan of, and Xavier Rudd.
Yeah, he's cool, eh?
Mm-hmm. And who else was on that bill? Mother, yeah, a great Vancouver band.
Another great
band
Vancouver
as well.
Band. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was really awesome for us. Yeah.
We get to play with like lots of, it's just different. Sometimes we get to play with big bands like who we respect and listen to, and that's really fun. And other times we get to play with just really good friends of ours. And
yeah, our peers.
We're doing like 7 shows with Sed the Whale, heading back across the country, and that's really fun because we love their music. We love those guys, and versus getting to play with like Sarah Harmer or
Bedouin Soundclass.
No, it's fun watching our friends and our peers grow.
Winter
like,
Sleep,
progress.
You played with them too, right?
Yeah, they were on.
I don't think they know who we are.
Yeah, but you were on the same bill with them.
Yeah,
it's on your bio. It's currency.
Yeah, yeah. We saw them and
we had breakfast with them.
Yeah, we did. At our table next to them in Edmonton. Is that in New Brunswick?
I don't know.
That was the raddest.
By had breakfast so with them, you mean next they sat in the same room and we said, I think that's Winter Sleep.
And I was like, hey, trying to talk to them about breakfast cereal, and they were just like not into it.
We met them at Evolve, and then I don't know, like they meet tons of people. Every in this industry, you meet tons of people, but like we tend to try to drive like through the night. Or like we don't like stopping on the way to go places.
Okay, you tend to want to drive through.
No,
the
all of us. You
He's
just
a robot.
Sorry, you just fly everywhere, Ashley.
All right.
Jeez.
Yeah, we'll be picking her up at LAX.
Yeah, basically.
Ashley's en route.
Ash got to drive through Northern Ontario for the first time.
Yeah,
it's true.
On this tour, but
it's only because I have a job in Vancouver. So I'm the only one with a job, so I have to fly out sometimes to places.
But
we've all got jobs. We're full-time musicians.
We stopped one night, like completely randomly. We're just like, okay, well, we can't do this drive all the entire time. Like, let's just stop somewhere. And it was like some random, kind of sketchy motel outside of Edmonton. And like the next morning, these guys come back. I was asleep, and they were like, "Why? We're in the same hotel as Winter Sleep right now." And it's just like randomest.
There it is.
Yeah. It's you know, big country, but music business is a small town. You know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's true.
Write a song about California, he said. Write a song about California, he said to me before I left. But I think I'll write a song about him instead. Sitting up on Hollywood Hill, can't think of a single thing to sing about this place. Maybe I never will, but I'm thinking about you still. Walking down Sunset Boulevard, never thought about doing a song about some place could be this high. With you, I don't know where to start. Up all night, who sings exactly right? Never let me know. It's through the fire, the one with the bright eyes, who made me feel alive. I don't want where to go to California. Now I am standing on this pier without the sights and sounds of Santa Monica. Got the ringing in my ears. I'm wishing you were here. Write a song about California, he said. I think it's something everybody's got to do before that day. But I wrote this song about you instead. Is you the one that got up my line? Who sings exactly right and never let me know? Folks with up your body, as stupid as a super light, with 10 months but perfect body.
live at Indie Can, Jen Grant.
Hi, everybody. Hello, XM Radio listeners. This is Jen Grant, and I am here with the lovely Kinley Dowling, who is a violin, and a glockenspiel. La, 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 la. And now we will play for you a song called Dancing in the Wind, and it's from the last record. And we are both from PEI, and this song makes me think of being on the beaches in PEI. Like a bird is singing and flying over an ocean we name. I look up to see you in Miss Eden's garden and looking down the smile. Well, I'm a child again. Well, I feel like dancing in the wind. Well, I feel like dancing in the wind. Whoa, I feel like dancing in the wind. You know how I am. You know how I am. You know how I am. Back on the boat, you'd think I'd know better, but I don't. You said I'm a bird, I'm a gull in this light, and I'm the answer tonight. And stars so bright, but you fall, 'cause you're fighting well. Oh, like dancing in the wind. This is Jen Grant, and you are listening to IndieCan Radio.
Good to see you, Jen. Last time I saw you, let's see, you were touring with the Weaker Thens and playing a couple of
shows. The Weaker Wonderfuls.
The Weaker Wonderfuls. Doing a couple shows at the Phoenix Concert Theater.
Yeah.
Which was a great couple of nights of music, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Yeah.
Some special guests came up and all sorts of good stuff happened. That was kind of funny.
It was great.
And you've been busy.
It was really fun. It was way too much fun. It was bad.
Okay, stop right there. And let's see, you were, more recently, you were at Ottawa Blues festival. You were only there for a couple of days of the 11-day extravaganza.
Yeah.
What did you see there? How did you like it there?
It was really good. It was really hot. We got we got henna tattoos and went to a psychic.
Did you learn anything new about yourself? Do you know who you're going to marry and how many kids you're going to have?
No, she didn't say.
Okay.
We saw... Oh, yeah, we saw the Acorn play, and we saw the Weaker Thans. We went to the six-shooter finale night thing, and that was really fun. And a bunch of those people were up there, like Justin Rutledge and Luke Doucette and, like, all these six-shooter peeps.
Yeah, it's really going to be kind of a six-shooter hillside, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's playing? Me?
Well,
and Justin?
Justin's going to be there. And
Elliot Brood.
Elliot Brood is going to be there.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Gets there, depending when people are listening.
Yeah.
And, of course, you are. And this will be your first hillside.
Yeah. I hear you can go swimming there.
Yeah, you can.
I'm really excited about
if
that.
If the water's not poison.
And I love Guelph, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good sort of artsy kind of music-friendly community, isn't it?
I bought some pillowcases in Guelph one time. They're green.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
And you're in Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm glad you're reminding me of what we're doing because I'm just, like, confused all the time. But, yeah, Kinley and I went to Vancouver.
I'll offer some direction.
Thanks. Yes, I was in Vancouver. I was in Ottawa and Vancouver. And we went to the folk festival. We played there. And that was really fun. We met some really cool people, like this woman, Farron, and her violinist, Bitch. And they are, like, a duo. And they're like me and Kinley, but not. And Kinley and I. And, they were really interesting. And, like, Bill Bourne and Jason Collette.
My name is Camilla McCann. In the Church of St. Cuthbert I stand, content to be in the end of my days, a ghost in the ground where my ex-lover lay. A vagabond young Robert Black, God-fearing husband to Miss Rachel Ray. To the hour they laid down his hands, in the Church of St. Cuthbert the bells tolled that day. The parish they lowered him into the ground, and Rachel she spoke not a word. The parish assumed that the grief struck her down, remorseless silence was all I heard. And all I could do was look on from home in the Edinburghly, vowing that she would be sleeping alone. By the women the devil conceived. Thought she went to the plague. Some say she died by the woman's cold hand. The body was ravaged, specifics were vague. And I could hear parlor songs ring in the wind, say later, right next to your bones. Robert, you're calling me. Take her away, away. My name's Camilla McCann. Corpse and a shovel in hand. Rachel will sink like a stone in the lock. Before the song reaches the same together forever again, embraced in this unholy grave. The devil to blame when they find us this way. In the church of St. Cuthbert, the bells toll today. I'll take one last sip of a apothecary wine, and the bells of St. Cuthbert will toll one more time.
Hey Team Indie Can, how you doing? We are on the streets of Toronto. I'm betwixt and between, and have radio show will go anywhere. So Toronto listeners, Toronto, let's see, we just heard from Dan Kossab. I've had his record for a while, been listening to it for a while, and I was just in the mood for Bells of St. Cuthbert. Don't even know if it's his best song. There's some good ones on there for sure. Great effort, Dan. Really liked it. Blue and Gray, great tune, The Crow. But this album is called Reservoir, and check it out. Before that was a long stretch of live at Indie Cans, and I mentioned there's some changes going on with XM. They used to have this great street front studio at Davenport Avenue and Avenue Road in Toronto, and Indie Can had the great privilege of inviting a number of great artists in there under the engineering of Steve Major, who always did a great job for us. No one ever had a negative thing to say about him. He always made everyone sound fantastic. Works fast, works good, and he can take the heat. And I certainly hope to be working with him again, and many other engineers that helped out in that process too, in sort of the post-production work as well. But kudos to Steve. Kudos to this great glass-fronted studio. So we're in there working. And as many, if you're an XM listener, I mean, you've heard lots of great stuff from there. But we're just focusing on the Indie Can stuff. So I don't even know if we'll be able to get it all in this week. But, you know, it means a lot to us, and it means a lot to you just based on what you're telling me. So I've got great comments on what we've done there, questions we've asked, performances we've gotten, things they learned about bands that they thought they were huge fans of, but you know, there's always something new. So let's go through what we listened to. Jen Grant, that was part of a Hillside show we did. Hey Ocean, 5440. They were here on tour, well, in the winter. They were doing a summer tour as well. Dan Mangan, that's a song he played for us way back when and is now on his new album. We had Stephen Fearing on before that, who has an indirect relationship with the first artist we kicked off, which was Lee Harvey Osman, which is a collection of players from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Skydiggers. List goes on. Find out more about them. I didn't like everything about that album, but I loved that song. I could listen to that 100 more times. Anyway, I've said too much. I wanted to get as much music on as possible. We're going right back to it. Sunshine State, we'll do that. We'll do the Populars. XM Studio may have outlived the Populars. I don't know if they will continue, but they created a great album. We'll talk about that. And JR, if we got time, we'll listen to JR.
All right, this is it. I'm not going to go anywhere, but this next song's called Thank You for Leaving. But stay. When autumn came, you broke my heart. The fire of love just wouldn't spark. You left me on the sidewalk in the cold. I cried some tears, I drank some beer. I stayed in bed, my cell phone near. Just praying for a hope in hell to hold. Till a friend told me to just let him go.
Do my nails.
good.
Now, we're going to do something special with a teenage party girl. Mo's going to session in on this one. And so let's talk about that song, because it, Dave and I were talking a little bit about that. I could tell the first time I listened to it, there was a little bit of a Mo Berg influence on that song. It just sure. had that feel to it. So what's the dope Teenage Party Girl?
Well, you know, I think we came in with it with a total kind of a jungle beat. And we kind of, remember that? Yeah, we've already forgotten.
Oh, geez.
But we had the hook, like the hooky guitar part. We like, you know, so we pretty much, we kept that and we just made it into a rock song more straight up, which was the theme of the record, you know. That's what Ramones would do, you know. In fact, this song is very Ramones-like. If you, like, everything, you know, right down to even the lyrics, you know, teenage party girl. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, in a way, you know.
And the line suburban amateur.
That's Mo.
I have an expression I call them 905ers. And for those of you sure. listening to the show who are miles away from Toronto, you know, 416 used to be. I mean, this is now there's so many area codes here, it's crazy. But it used to be 416 were the legitimate Toronto people, and 905ers were the fringe people who would come into town on the weekends, right? The 905ers. But that's a more universal line.
Yeah, well, it's very, this is a lot. The whole record, essentially, the theme of it is about what's going on in the suburbs, you know, in a way. I mean, and that's, you know, that line, you know, young suburban amateur. I mean, the whole song is I mean, you see it all the time in our environment, and you know, which is what is going on in, like, on TV everywhere you look. You got Maury Povich, you got... It's just everyone's turning into the product of their environment. You got, you know, these girls wearing G-strings when they're 13 years old. I mean, that's just what's going on. And I'm not saying it's right, it's wrong, or people are doing a bad job bringing up their kids. I think we wanted to paint a picture of just, this is how it is. And, you know, maybe a little bit, we're not preaching anything. It's just like, here's how it is.
No, you've got some edgy lyrics, but you're not preaching. It's fun rock and roll.
Yeah, well, then that's what it should be about. See, yeah. The Ramones were the same way. Yeah. I mean, I keep on going back there. So are the Dickies. I can name you 100 bands that just, you know, that we wear. And you, if you listen to our record, like, we wear it on our sleeve. Tom Petty. It's kind of funny because, I mean, I love everything from hardcore Black Flag, Dead Kennedys, to the super catchy poppy stuff, like that's Elvis Costello, and, you know, I mean, Fred Eagle Smith. I mean, there's all sorts of everything is thrown in there, really. But, you know, so thank God Mo was there to refine it for us, because I think it's true, because most of our other work, I guess, you know, we're still kind of searching for really what, you know, we have all these ideas and these different genres of music that we want to explore, but maybe it was a little too schizo for a lot of people. You know, we can't tell, because we're always like, hey, that's cool. You need someone else from the outside to go, well, that is cool, but what kind of record do you want to make, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, you can't be like Ween all the time, you know. Or you could, or whatever.
Does this remind you of any other projects you've worked on?
Oh, you know, it was a little bit of a unique project. I mean, it was very rewarding, obviously, to go through this whole process with these guys and sort of come up with what we did. I mean, so it was different in some ways, and that it was a chance for me to really kind of really work with the band and like I said, to sort of like try and refine their sound. In some ways it was very unique. It was a very rewarding process. I really enjoyed it a lot, and the band, they're a great band. That was always, everyone was in agreement, they're a great band and they're great guys, and so it was just like, let's make a great record.
And I think you did. I think it's not just a collection of songs. It's like chapters in a book.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're great. They're a great listen to, but it's like if you had a favorite book, you wouldn't say, hey, I got this great book, you got to read chapter 3. It's right. Fantastic. You know, to get the whole experience, you have to listen to the whole thing. And I think your album does that.
Thanks, Joe. We're a part of that whole vein where, I mean, we still believe that albums, like, there is such thing as an album. And, you know, I mean, in this singles-driven market, you know, I think some of the young kids, they just, you know, they're just growing up, and it's like, okay, you push two songs, here you go, here's two songs from this one particular band, I like them, but they don't know the other, because that's just how it is with computers and with everything, how they're getting their music. So but we still believe, and we still want to carry on, that there's, you can make a story out of a bunch of songs, or a, you know, at least a common thread. In fact, one thing that I'm doing right now is, like, well, three of us are doing, we wrote a script for like an actual story to coincide with every song on the chronological order on this record. And we're going to make a video with these little dolls, like teenage party girl dolls that we found from, you know, a play school. And we're just taking little short pictures to make it move. And, you know, and we made a story out of it to coincide. We have a little teenage party girl, you know, we do. She's got a little black hair, and she's causing all sorts of crap.
Thanks for coming in, guys. This last song you're closing with, I think it really rocks. Like I said, I like the whole album, but Teenage Party Girl with Mo Berg on rhythm guitar, courtesy of Epiphone.
Thank you, IndyCan, for having us. This is Teenage Party Girl.
Party girl, black mascara eyes, cigarette smoke curls up the static skies. Oh, oh, oh. Lipstick lollipops, sipping your electric drink, spinning like a top. What's your daddy gonna think? You got the jet black hair, you got the punk rock stare, I do like you don't care. Teenage party girl, young suburban amateur. Oh, teenage party girl, you run the world. The fashions of a party girl. You got the jet black hair, yeah, you got the punk rock stare, acting like you don't care. Teenage party girl, young suburban amateur. Oh, teenage party girl, you run the world. Jet black hair, you got the punk rock stare, acting like you don't care. Teenage party girl, young suburban amateur. Oh, teenage party girl, you run the world. Party girl, you run.
There's a cross on the wall, crooked and lame. There's a thief in the night and buckets of rain. There's a lion on the street, said he's alive, saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight? Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight? We lived underwater, I touched you there. I remember it well, the spiral stair. We could hear them boats coming, the candlelight, saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight? Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate sister that I love her, I'll try to write, saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight? Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate
Justin, at long last, welcome to IndieCan Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. Glad to have you back.
Oh, thanks.
Good summer festival season?
Yeah, we were up in Dawson City for the Dawson City Music Festival last month in July. And
I hear great things about that place.
You know, it's pretty magical up there. It's really, you really, you know, traveling around Canada, you really, you kind of think you know what this country is all about, but then you get up there and it's a different animal, the terrain, and it's very frontier. The people are wonderful and they're different. It's a different type of person that exists up there, you know.
Yeah, different values than big city Toronto, that's for sure. And everyone I know who's played up there just had a wonderful experience, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we get a lot of support from rural BC, Sunshine Coast, all mm-hmm. places like that. And, you know, they love their culture, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that was, yeah, and then we were up in, we did the Hillside Festival, which was pretty wonderful, and did the Ottawa Blues Fest.
Hillside would be in one of those examples of where you always seem surprised how well received you are.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, because I don't listen to me, you know. I just, I guess I try to maintain a sort of I guess I try to maintain a distance from that. So, you know, when, you know, at Hillside, when everyone was singing along and I was up on the table, it was a pretty magical experience. I am often, still to this day, taken aback when people are familiar with my work.
Well, let's talk about Jelly Bean.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty gutsy thing to do, right? There's on your MySpace right now, there's a recording of that at the Cameron House where mm-hmm. you just jump up on a table, just you and your guitar, mm-hmm. and you get the crowd to sing along with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's something vulnerable about it. Like, whether you've done it 100 times before or not doesn't really matter. The fact mm-hmm. is, you're taking a big chance, right? Either mm-hmm. people are going to love you or you're going to go down in flames, right?
Yeah, it's true. Well, there's an interesting story behind that. That started off as kind of a really dirgy kind of tune. I had no intention whatsoever of it becoming what it has kind of become. And it's so unlike all of my other songs.
Yeah, it's become an anthem. Just to set it up, what you do usually at the end of the set, right? Mm-hmm. You just, like at Hillside, you had your whole band with you and you said, "Thanks, guys." And you just grabbed your guitar, no microphones. You just climbed up onto a park bench in the middle of this huge tent and just started, you know, shouting out the words to the song mm-hmm. and playing your guitar, and everybody sang them back to you, right?
Yeah, it was pretty. Well, the song is only 3 notes, right? So, you know, if you can't sing, you know, it doesn't matter if you can't sing, you know, it's just 3 notes, and it's a pretty uncomplicated, except for the part where I get into, like, olive trees and seeds and all that stuff. But for the most part, it's a pretty simple song about some simple needs, you know.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.